next week with more degenerate takes.
For CGLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. Hundred 113 Quebecers returned home after being stranded by Haiti protests. The tourists arrived back on Saturday evening after being lifted by helicopters from Port-au-Prince Airport, then flown to Canada. Staff from Air Transit, the company which booked the vacation packages, were on the scene at Port-au-Prince Airport alongside Canadian Embassy employees to help facilitate the tourists. According to CBC, since February 8, Haitian protesters have blocked streets and highways to rally against skyrocketing inflation and the government's failure to prosecute the alleged misuse of development funds from an oil assistance program sponsored by Venezuela. Fans and community members are rallying behind a Toronto musician whose instruments were stolen in January. Jeff Burke, a longtime street musician in Toronto, had his instruments stolen when he left them unattended for a few moments while he took a bathroom break on his way home. Quote, "Everything that musically mattered to me was gone in that instant," end quote. Since then, Burke has filed a police report and has also been tracking down serial numbers and trying to collect information on his own. Leo Nelson, a longtime friend of Burke's, started a crowdfunding campaign so that Burke can replace his old instruments. According to CBC, the campaign raised $8,817 in just 5 days. While he's still hopeful about finding his instruments, Burke says he's extremely grateful for their help. Quote, "Just another reminder that we're not alone and people are always happy to make a difference for you in return for what you do for them," end quote.
When you see so many people around you here today, you know, we're concerned about the future. I mean, people assume that the youth don't care about politics, they don't care about the future, but, you know, we're showing otherwise.
That was the sound of students in the UK who on Friday walked out of schools to march against the government's inaction towards climate change. The students urged the government to declare a climate emergency and take active steps to tackling the problem. An estimated 15,000 youth took part in the demonstration all across the nation. According to BBC, the action in the UK was part of a bigger global movement known as Schools for Climate Action. It began with 15-year-old Swedish student Greta Thunberg skipping class to sit outside government buildings in September, accusing her country of not following the Paris Climate Agreement. The National Association of Head Teachers said in a statement that they do not condone students missing school, but it was up to individual schools to decide how to respond to the protests. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.
Catronata's new as well.
I am up on it.
Take me back to Georgia, back to Atlanta. Funny how present turns past. I might fly Priscilla out just for banter. So mesmerized by that ass. The way she moves it, I can tell that she loves me. A nigga can't help but to touch. Smack it round a bit and sip on some bubbly. Hope I'm not doing too much. Strange new addictions pick up on the road. Change my opinions and change on my flows. Change my approach, no more loving these hoes. And when it rains, it pours. Hey, you make me feel so primal and that's what I am. I'm just a man. Take that pussy, drop it in my life. I love it when you move like that. Now turn around and throw it back, it back, it back.
Oh no, 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 no.
Wait, 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 wait.
Oh.
Strippers out in New Orleans too. Bodies just don't shake like Priscilla's do. Collies on the tools. They not one but two. Now one stack with two. Look at all the cash I blew. Strippers out in Vegas. New Orleans too. Bodies just don't shake like Priscilla's do. Collies on the two. Look at all the cash I blew.
Strange new addictions, up on the road. Change my opinions and change on my flows. Change my approach, loving these hoes. And when it rains, it pours. Hey, you make me feel, yes, so primal. That's what I am.
No,
I'm just a man.
No.
Take that pussy, drop it.
And welcome to CJLO 1690. This is CMZO with your host, Aaliyah Guerra. Who we got in the studio?
We got Joseph right here.
Here we got Frank as well.
What up?
Hey.
Frank is going to be semi here because he's streaming his football.
Yeah, football.
The real football.
Proper football.
Exactly.
Not soccer.
I refuse to call it soccer.
That's North
American. That abomination of a name.
Exactly. But yeah, I feel like it's been a minute since I've been on the side of the chair of the mixer, I guess. So
That's true.
We got our business together though. So
everything feels a bit safer.
But like we promised the listeners last week.
Yeah, true.
We're gonna be on point this week, right?
Honestly, this week we're about to. We're bringing the A game.
It's only 4:08. Anything can happen. And you know us. We always on some funky stuff.
Who knows what's gonna happen?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, we got a really good show. I say this like every week.
It's because it's good.
It's legit. Because honestly, like if anyone wants to win my heart, is just send me good music. That's
all you need.
Anytime.
Yeah. Always happy to share as well.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we're gonna do some song show and tell and all that good stuff. I really want to just keep promoting this song show and tell thing, because I've been getting really good like responses from listeners, and people keep sending little songs.
But no radio calls yet?
Pardon me?
No calls yet?
Listen, people are just lazy. They check it out later and they're like, oh yeah, here's my playlist. And you're just like, well, that would have been great 5 hours ago, but thanks.
Yeah, we need that.
But no hate though. Send them over. It's always good for the next week. So
we'll take whatever we can get. You know?
Exactly. How was you guys' weekend?
Exhausting, I guess.
And I don't ask you this in the waiting room for a reason.
Yeah, like, I don't know, procrastination. It's not good. Jeez, Joseph. It's bound to happen. Like, I'm feeling very, like, drowsy in the day. No.
Gotta get it together, man. Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's just what I feel like we're reaching that. We got spring break coming up.
Yes. Are you good in the headphones? Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Okay,
can
you? Sorry. I was like, is your mic off or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, no. What the heck? But, you know, like, spring break coming up. And
Right. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's
when?
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. The snow is tripping me out.
I was like, spring? Sorry. Like, shit about that? Yeah. But just the time off might be nice.
Yeah.
All I'm saying.
Definitely.
Definitely. Well, you know, we're not off in the radio.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
I don't mind.
We're not close.
Yeah, this ain't work, though,
it's
it?
Not. It's really a chill session, so...
Of course.
Pretty much.
I think we're out of time. Oh, what I wanted to say is it's my mom's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, your mom.
I know. I'm sure she's probably having, like, dinner or, like, lunch or something with my dad right now, but I wrote this song for my mom. It was a birthday gift last year, and it's crazy because I've never written a song this fast. But like all my heart and soul was into it, and I just feel like it has to come down from my heavens, because man, I just literally did a production writing everything in like 3 days. That was in like a span of 3 days, and everything you hear is happened in 3 days.
That's mad.
Yeah, and then I did the mixing, mastering, and like another 2-ish days, and then I added a couple of days to just edit things, and then I sat on it, listened to it every day, and I'm like, okay, now it's good.
What about the instrumentals? Like all by yourself?
I did everything by myself.
Drums too?
Yeah, everything. Ooh. I sampled the drums because I don't have a drum kit in my house. Okay. I live with my parents, so they'd be like, you cannot do this here. And this was a lot of all-nighters, so, you know.
Worth the grind.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to let it run because my mom's probably listening, or maybe not. I don't know. But here we go. So I'm going to just pause, because what I want to do now, I know you guys were like big fans of when I used to mix the playlist really well, you know, DJ stuff. But anyway, I kind of have to switch it up though, because
really?
Like if we're doing the song show and tell, I'm always like, which one of y'all sent me this?
Yeah.
Is this your song? I'm like looking at Joseph and he's like, I don't know this song.
I have never heard this song in my life.
Yeah. And it's like, tell me something. And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think these ones are mine coming up though.
Basically. Yeah. So Golden Cage.
That's, yeah. Okay. By Nalufa Yanya.
So tell me about Golden Cage. And how do you say this?
Nalufa Yanya.
Ooh, you got to say that one more time.
Nalufa Yanya.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah, you always have these artists with the best, like, really suave names.
I don't know. I'm just drawn to... I think it's because, like, when I'm looking at something, I'm so drawn to names.
And
so I'll be like, oh, that they look interesting.
Yeah,
and
then, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there must be some correlation between good name and good music.
Because definitely. Remember you said that the church group, they're called Church, but it's Church with a V.
Yeah.
That's really... And I remembered it because I was like, oh, it's...
It works.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, no, Nalufa Yanya, like, I've been hyping about this girl for like 2 years now, probably.
Mm-hmm.
She's been releasing singles and a few EPs. And like, nice. I think she's building up to releasing an album.
Where's
finally.
She from, you know?
She's from England.
Ooh, shout out
to
the UK.
Yeah, you know, got to represent 100%. My ends.
Oh, we going to be representing today, don't worry.
Of course. And she just makes this. It's a sort of blend between sometimes indie rock and then soul. It's got a sort of, sometimes she goes sort of more indie rock, sometimes she goes a bit more soulful.
Okay.
And she just knows how to write a really good, catchy song.
That's what we need.
Yeah,
that's
honestly, need. Every oh track she comes out with, I'm like, she just keeps doing it.
And the thing is, it's super vibey too. Okay, let's
I haven't heard this track yet. You?
Yeah, honestly.
I listened to it on my way here and I was like, Frank got it going on.
but respect for this.
No, for sure. Okay, so this is Golden Cage. Cool. Wait, I need to restart it. It was playing the whole time. Sorry, guys.
Pull up.
Here we go.
Was it all of love? Are you in a golden cage? Are you in a daze? Did you even hear them say? Ain't it strange after everything changed? If you go back to that place, I would still feel the same. 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 I would still go away. Was it like a dream? Were you in a golden place? Was something strong? But a smile along your face. Ain't it strange after everything changed? If you go back that place, I would still feel the same. 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 I would still go away. It out someplace you can't be found. When they take it on, you never know now. You never know what I'm saying. You never know what I'm dreaming. You never know now. Tell me it's all okay. Tell me it's all okay. Tell me it's all right. Tell me
you like to talk about current events? Do you like to talk about feminism? Do you like to hear about different ideas? Do you also like jazz music by any chance? Then I think you might like Jazz and Juice, Saturdays at midnight on CJLO 1690 AM.
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent la 13e édition de City d'art de la musique du monde. Les City d'art, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ces concerts vitrines gratuits, venez voter pour vos artistes sculpteurs tous les mardis et mercredis jusqu'à 18 avril au Club d'Alatou. Les City d'art, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.citydart.com.
Yes. Oh my gosh, we're terrible.
Oh no, we're the best.
Oh damn.
Yeah. We're always chatting on like the off time.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing.
It's like that awkward period.
Yeah, it's tough when there's just too much to talk about. Honestly.
I can't.
But yeah, I guess we're gonna play more music.
Yeah.
Sure.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pick up. This is by.
Is it by Bastian Cabe?
Cabe.
Ooh. Cabe. Yeah.
Okay. Like, tell us about it.
Yeah, Bastian Cabe, he's a really interesting guy, actually. He's also, once more, repping again, England, London-based. And he's been, over the past few years, churning out this sort of quite experimental jazz and soul fusion work, where he's primarily been working as a producer, but he likes to get vocalists on. And a lot of it's, this one's sort of, Pickup is a slightly more simpler track, but he likes a lot of kind of polyrhythmic stuff. Really quite sometimes quite intense to listen to, but I just there's something about it which does something to me.
As I was saying, he likes to push the limits.
It's quite intense.
I tell him neo soul vibey stuff. This guy is sending me Rage Against the Machine and I'm just damn. Like, you know, just what? Love forever. love it not for this week.
Yeah, no, I'd say not intense in terms of its volume, but just rhythmically
not on a sonic level.
He likes to have
so
a lot going on.
It's not the typical
on.
Boom cap.
There's all these different like textures and stuff that he's playing with, which I've played to some people and they're like, this is too much for me. But
like a sensory overload.
Yeah, kind of, but I think it's just it's the
that's
good stuff.
That's frank for you. All right, cool, so this let's is go. Pick up, let's get it.
The worst.
Baby, please pick up the phone. Call me on the number by the telephone. Pick up. I know you've been down and you've been sad, but that don't mean things are really that bad. Pick up. Marianne, pick up the phone. Call me on the number by the telephone. Pick up. I know you've been down and you've been sad, but that don't mean
Thanks, Frank.
No problem. Dope. Always happy really to dope. Share.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, I was gonna run that K Tronada remix that everyone.
I want to hear it. Yeah.
We were all hyping up about it. I'm gonna play it after because I actually messed up really bad.
Like lack of songs or like.
No, like I had it all planned out in my head. Oh. I'm like, we're gonna do this. Am I gonna go ahead and do this? That's drop right. a little ad break. Yeah. You know.
Keep it.
We haven't. Oh, we did the ad break.
Yeah, but I think we just got too caught up. Mm. Honestly. Man.
That's the power. That's the power of music. You
exactly.
Know?
We're in another dimension, basically.
Oh, totally.
But it's all good. I want to play a song by Renato Paris. I really hope I'm not screwing up his name.
Sounds nice.
I think that's how. Mm. I mean, that's how it's spelled. Anyway. Yeah. Not even the point. This guy is really amazing, and I've been singing this song like just randomly humming it all the time because it's really a good song.
Oh, cool!
But he needs to put it on Spotify.
Yeah, so you're playing it off YouTube.
Is he playing it off like Bandcamp? Or
I'm gonna say this now, and I'm gonna say this once. Y'all need to put your stuff on Spotify if you're serious, because like no, like this song is so bomb, and it's just like I don't want to go to YouTube. I run everything on the same platform.
Yeah,
YouTube's like
thing.
A ghetto version of like Spotify. No, no, SoundCloud it is. People would call it a ghetto of like streaming.
Save that for the next song. Save that for the next song, okay? but yeah, I was singing this like this morning because I like to listen to it in the morning. But Spotify, it needs to be on.
Of course.
So here we go. He's from the UK, by the way.
I thought
so.
He was Canadian.
Once again, represent.
UK got its talent.
Yeah. So anyway, this is To Be With You by Renato Paris.
For one purpose, to love and to be loved. It's our instinctive human nature. All minds, though we come from different places, our minds they intertwine. Thank you.
falsetto though.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So smooth.
I know. Yeah. Man. So I've been like obsessing about this song.
Yeah, get that on Spotify.
Yeah.
We need to have ASAP. A word.
Get the man.
When you go back to Leeds, I need you to have a serious honestly, conversation. If it's down. Not up by then.
Is he from Leeds though? Or?
No, he's from London, but it's just like
that's easy.
You just swing by.
I'll get on the train.
There you go.
You know, man's gotta do what man's gotta do.
Oh my gosh. All right, cool. Moving on. Another good friend from Europe. Shout out to Chris Cords. He actually worked with Trippie Redd, this cool trap artist. I'm not too familiar with trap music. Yes.
Wait, your friend, Chris? Yes. He worked with Trippie Redd?
Yes.
What the heck?
Yes.
I'm not the biggest fan for Trippie Redd, but like he's big.
He's blowing up. Yeah. So. Not blowing up. He's blown up.
Yeah.
So. He is big and like I know he had like some allegations for like.
Come on, Joseph. Why are you always out here like airing everyone's dirty laundry?
Marshy stuff.
Yo, we gotta get that mic away from him. I'm sorry, I had to. Nah, he keeps the vibe really interesting.
Exactly.
Keeps people on their toes. Nobody's safe.
Yeah.
When Joseph's on the mic, so. Oh my gosh. So as you were saying, what did you say about SoundCloud again?
Oh yeah, that's like the ghetto of like streaming services.
Okay, so
and
you
like
have
YouTube
it.
Obviously it's the broke person's Spotify or Apple Music.
Joseph, man.
Yeah. But then I think it's interesting because SoundCloud has tried to kind of match Spotify.
Who?
And Apple Music.
SoundCloud
too,
has who? Become SoundCloud.
Like y'all don't hate on SoundCloud though.
I mean
honestly I think SoundCloud is good if you just want to like you know experiment with stuff and put it out there,
because
like when you go on Spotify and stuff, like it actually has to be mixed and mastered properly in the right like you know the right bits or whatever, so that's like a whole other ball game. And it takes so long.
But I love finding like bootlegs and like
exactly
SoundCloud.
That's the beauty of SoundCloud.
Like one time I heard a bootleg version of No Role Models by J. Cole.
What?
I'm like, oh, just like J. Cole. Oh no, it's some random dude like rapping
where
over the beat.
Where is this going? All right, let's go back to. Oh my gosh, man. Let's get back to it. So, I think he just did like a cool improv. Still Waters is what it's entitled, and it's on SoundCloud, Chris Cords, or check him out on Instagram. He only has 9 videos, and I keep bugging him to put more because he's really amazing. So, cool. So I'm gonna play it, and yeah, go follow him. He's really dope. Yeah, that was cool.
That was smooth.
Can y'all hear yourselves?
Wait.
Yeah.
Yep.
There we go.
Lovely.
Yeah.
No, it was that was so cool. Smooth.
Very smooth.
Very different than the usual.
Smooth jazz.
You
know,
yeah, sometimes you just need a little instrumental.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
change
that.
Change of pace is good.
Who?
A change of pace is like good.
Oh,
time
definitely.
Time.
I feel like it's just good to clear your head. You know.
Mm. Yeah.
That
just
kind
chill
of
down
thing.
A bit.
Which is a good segue because now we're gonna do
that.
The
Robert Glasper.
Come
Robert
on, Glasper. Man.
Oh,
y'all gotta get on the boat, man.
I'm sorry.
You really missed the train this time. It's okay.
We've been too chilled down by that last track.
Yes, yes. If we have time at the end, maybe I'll run that the song that I told you about. Mm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, cool. So now it's time for Kate Renata and Robert Glasper and Talib Kweli.
What a team.
I know. And I was telling you guys, like,
collab.
I don't know where this came from. I was just kind of walking, and then my Spotify just, you know, started doing its thing and started playing random music. And I was just walking in the hallway, and I'm like, whoa!
I'm jamming to this stuff.
What is this? Because it sounded like Katron, and it sounded like Robert Glasper with all those little high notes, you know? Yeah. And then I was like, wait, who's that rapping at? What? So then I looked, and I was like, oh, my God. This is, like, the most ultimate collab. So I'm going to stop talking and play the song. All right. It's called Thinking About You, by the way.
Thank you. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, March 2nd in your calendar and get over to the Palais de Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
The doctor will see you now.
Yeesh. You're not looking too hot.
I got a case of bad music.
I'm gonna prescribe you some post-hardcore. Take that with some math rock daily, and you should be back to yourself in no time.
Thanks, Doc.
Hi, I'm Calvin. Is bad music taste getting you down? Well, me too. I got the perfect remedy for you. The Waiting Room. Every Tuesday at 4 on CJLO 6090 AM. Tune in for, you know, the good stuff.
We're always having this awkward moment when we actually hear the ads that have to play.
Definitely.
You know, it's all interesting.
It's community radio.
But I'm glad you put, like, you know, their whole ads are, like, kind of quirky and, like, cheesy.
Yeah, it gets people's attention. Yeah. It creates a really collective, awkward moment.
Yeah, nothing but respect for the weird ad.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So we have Joseph's songs. So let's check them out. Saturn.
By Now.
Is that how you
pronounce
it?
Yeah, I think it's
it?
Now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now,
there's someone in the bracket.
Quabs? Quabs, yeah, he's both like beer singers, right?
Yeah. Oh, like, okay.
This is my latest album that dropped on October 2018, Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I played this to my brother, and he said, "Oh, it sounds like Best Part, but like the voices are like reversed in a way. Like Now has more like the high pitch, and Quabs has
I remember what song this was, and I was listening. It reminded me of Daniel Caesar, and hence the Daniel Caesar earlier. So thanks for that, actually.
Consistency.
Thanks.
So yeah, it's R&B soul funk, you know. Yeah. Our regular stuff right here.
Yeah. There you go. Someone's working within the confines of what I said. It's all good. So let's check it out. How are we going to do this? 1, 2, 3.
The way that you are, can't help but be drawn, because you're a star. Baby, won't you please navigate to me.
How it should
should be. You leave and return, you're just like Saturn to me. To me. Eventually, you will proceed to give me what I need. Ooh, 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 ooh. And that's how it should be.
That was awesome.
It was
super vibey. We gotta move along. So, Break Lights, Omar Apollo, tell me about it.
Oh yeah, he's some R&B singer from Indiana, ooh. And he's mainly associated to the whole indie R&B genre, mm-hmm. to the whole bedroom indie scene. And yeah, he's making waves right now. I think he got recognized by Tyler the Creator
Nice.
And he's like,
oh yes, he is the one that was reminding me of Odd Future because he sounds like Steve Lacy.
He does. And he's getting I think he was in Camp Flogna. I'm not
okay. Yeah,
or
that
I
don't
like any of these indie festivals in Long Beach, LA.
Mm-hmm.
But he's coming to Montreal in May 22nd. Hit him up if you want to.
Okay. So May, there's a show happening. Mm-hmm. And then there's also my show happening in March. If y'all don't want to wait so long. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you want to tell them what you had for lunch today?
I had some pancit.
Exactly. Yep. We're going to have chow mein, though. It's just the Caribbean version of that. Oh, my gosh. It smelled so good, though.
Oh, thank you.
You got to bring more for us next time.
I'm
serious.
It was just leftovers from last night.
Leftovers are great. Anyway, let's play the song. We can go on for hours.
My car's a little like you. It's not working right now. Say that we're lovers and we miss our mothers again. She don't really like you. Boy, I kinda like you. You don't really like to mention that to me. Tell them right out, cool, cause no one really likes. Bye.
This next song is Starchild by L.U.J. and Joseph. Joseph suggested it, and we were all hyped up about it. But we're going to let you guys listen to it, because it's just a really great song.
She's on my mind. She's on my mind. Won't you come down, oh, Starchild? Drifting out of space. Check your time of day, yeah. I need to know the stars align. When I seen it miles away, picture perfect frame. So baby, come down, I really wanna feel your light, yeah. She's on my mind. She's on my mind. You're on my mind, oh, star child. She's on my mind. She's on my mind. Won't you come down, oh, starchild? Yeah, yeah. Shift this state of mind, coined by God's design. Wisdom gained from astral planning. Yeah, yeah. Need a couple casts with your girl. Wanna see the cosmic universe. You and I only made of stardust. When the stars don't shine for you, girl, got you looking right past the moon and the sun. For the place and the shape of the simple things, I was complicated. Oh, we're only made of stardust. I wanna see beyond this earth. So won't you come down for me? She's on my mind,
she's on my mind,
she's on my mind, really
on my you're mind. On my mind,
oh, star child. She's on my mind, she's on my mind, won't you come down, oh, star child.
Thanks for that tune, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the tunes, Frank, too. Also, you guys really killed it today.
No problem. Always happy to assist.
So that was all we had for our songs today. The next song coming up is Quest for Coin. Yeah. It's a new song by Ezra Collective. They just dropped it, I think, this week or last week. They have a new album coming out. So I just want to leave all the listeners with this new track so you can go check it out. Keep it current. Keep it fresh in your mind. Mm. Okay, because it's coming out.
My tings.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Get
so
out on the playlist.
This week was all like, you know, if Frank was feeling a little homesick, now he's not. Well,
the best
I guess, because I mean, how's the football game going?
Oh, no, we don't need to talk about the football.
So on a brighter note, Ezra Collective's new album's coming out. Yay! Shout out to the UK. Cool. Thanks for tuning in. This is CMZO. Tune in next week, Monday, at 4. So
bye, guys.
Yeah, bye.
Ciao.